Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is June 4th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click on or tap the link at the end of the video. Thanks. And now on with the show. Last week, when Venus entered Aries, the planet of peace and harmony became conjunct Uranus, the planet of rebellion and disruption. So, not a good thing for Venus significations. After much build-up, tension, and drama, Mr. Trump finally announced on Thursday, June 1st, his intention to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accords, an agreement signed by the U.S. and 195 other nations in 2015. Trump's decision unleashed an immediate storm of anger from everywhere. The media went into near meltdown as condemnation from civic, national, and industry leaders began pouring in. Venus is the planet of agreements, and therefore treaties. While it combines with Uranus, the planet of independence and disruption, Venus significations are sure to suffer. Venus is also the planet of relationship and friendship. Aside from what effects, if any, Trump's decision will have on our planet's climate, one thing is for sure. The relations of the USA with its partner countries in the world have been severely damaged. The action of Mr. Trump, whatever their intended purpose, have the consequence of diminishing the U.S. post as the leader of international order, thrusting the United States instead into the role of global renegade, rejecting not only the scientific understanding about climate, but also the international consensus for action. Note that Mars, the planet of aggression and conflict, has been transiting in Gemini, which is the sign of consensus and diplomacy. Mars in Gemini is bad for Gemini significations, so this is damaging, even for existing consensus. In the chart of the USA, Mars transiting in Gemini puts Mars in the seventh house of the chart, the part of the chart that governs the relations with partner countries. Also, this part of the chart has four of the USA natal planets. Mars is opposing the USA ascendant, which signifies the identity of the country. This is definitely a conflict-prone time for the U.S. in international relations. In Mr. Trump's chart, Gemini is his 11th house, the house of friends and associates. Mars is the planet of conflict. From this position, Mars sends its aspect onto his fifth house, the house of advice and advisors, as well as children. This Mars transit is definitely not a good transit for the people who are close to Mr. Trump. James Comey, the FBI director fired by Mr. Trump, who evidently has some rather damning information on the president and his cohorts, is going to testify for the Senate Intelligence Committee this coming week. We can assume it won't go well for the president's buddies. Also in Gemini is Trump's natal Mercury. Mars and Mercury are enemies in Vedic astrology. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking and communications. Mars is impulsive and aggressive. When Mars connects with Mercury, Mercury suffers. Mars distorts the significations of Mercury, the planet of rational thinking. This distortion leads to harsh speech and prevarication. you can expect there will be media reports based on rumors and leaks, more denials in press conferences, and more angry tweets from the White House in the wee hours of the morning. Back to last week. So, Venus entered Aries and immediately joined forces with Uranus. The planet of entertainment, combined with the planet of weird and shocking, immediately manifested as all sorts of weirdness in the entertainment world, like comedian Kathy Griffin in a picture holding up a life-sized replica of a bloodied, decapitated Donald Trump head. The media, of course, went nuts. Ms. Griffin had to take a lot of heat for the controversial image and even got fired from her gig with CNN. Same day, House of Cards, the Netflix outrageous parody of White House evil doings, debuted its fifth season, with plenty of shock and weirdness for its salivating audience. And then on Friday, on Bill Maher's HBO show Real Time, in the middle of his conversation with Senator Sasse of Nebraska, Maher used the N-word in a particularly derogatory way. The news channels and Twitterverse lit up on that one, and Maher was chastised by the network, as well as forced into making a public apology for his transgression. And also on Friday, a more positive entertainment Venus-Uranus event, the release of DC Films superhero flick Wonder Woman. Venus, of course, is the planet of beautiful young females. Uranus is independent and unusual. Add them together, and you get superheroine. And now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.